When she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black by Reality.
Black by Baddies.
And those who love us.
Welcome to Black by Reality, a place for Black by Baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, and we're doing something a little bit different today. This is more of a get ready with me for my day as I talk about this week in our shows that we cover here at Black by Reality, which we do cover reality TV through a Black queer lens. Today is Friday. I go into my day job, but I also talk to two people of The Circle season 7, which is good. It's a very good, very strategic, interesting season. I talked to Jadeja and Kayfern, so I'm very excited about that. I already talked to Deb, which that interview's not out yet on Collider, and I talked to Darian, which is out now, and Savannah. So but back to what we cover on Black by Reality. So we had the double eviction last night on Big Brother, and wow, I love that Chemo has managed to win when it really counts. Like, can we remember that that man was on the block the first week and took himself off, and now during this double to make sure he wasn't going out in case they tried to use Angela as a misdirect or a pawn, he won again. I am just so proud of him. It's a story of like, you don't win all the time, but you win when you need it. And he didn't need it. He wasn't going to go out over Angela because Chelsea's focused and she knows Angela was a big threat. Yes, I thought the whole cast was really underestimating Angela because of their personal problems with her, and you know, her age, I think, is a big one. Her game was massively about downplaying her threat level, and I think she really did that. But she was a huge threat. She had multiple wins under her belt. Every person she wanted out of that house got out, like, in 1 or 2 weeks after she really threw a target on their back. So I am so happy that Chelsea saw it for what it is, and then we can see then who can either rise to the top and maybe take Chelsea out, or Chelsea's winning. It is what it is. And for everyone who is disappointed in Angela not winning, that woman's going to be on so many more reality shows after this. She was already on multiple shows before this, and she's definitely coming back to Big Brother whenever they do a returning season. So, like, everything's a marathon, basically. I will admit, I am so burnt out and tired. I think the most bisexual thing about me right now is that during bi visibility, I kind of took a break and was not as visible across socials. But my mental health is still, I'm still going through it financially, mentally, emotionally. So that's just something I needed to do. And kind of getting ready with y'all like this is also me trying to figure out how to do a little bit less and still grow this channel, which I also see as like Black by Reality can go so many other ways. So this is kind of what an experiment with the Get Ready With Me is. You didn't ask, but that's just one of the things I also wanted to mention. I don't have a particular favorite to win, which I think is probably a good thing for my mental health. So we'll just see where things go from there. And then other than that, moving on to Survivor 47. We are going to do recaps with alumni again. I, like I said, am taking just a little bit of break. My birthday is on October 10th, and I think the ball will get rolling kind of that week. And then afterwards, I'm going to have Katura back. Chappelle is coming. But let's talk about the season, yo. So first of all, I am one of the many who were excited to see Asia go on. I can't believe she got into a tussle in the premiere, but like with a smile on her face. And TK, who beat her and was willing to wrestle her, was the second to go out. TK is a very interesting character that they cast for. He talks about not smiling if you lost, and yet that man was smiling when he noticed he was going out, and he was just like, maybe it fed a little bit of the ego of where I'm that man, get me out after John Lovett, which I am so gagged and like also loving that they got out John Lovett first. At first, I did not know how many of them knew who he was, but their reactions to him not returning for that challenge, I was like, oh, they knew. They knew. No. No, this is $1 million. We're not playing around and just gonna let you get as close as you can when you're a freaking speechwriter. Too convincing. That's too powerful. Let's see. I think today, I love, by the way, this two-faced palette. Like, I love these colors so much. I'm not trying to sell you. I'm just saying, like, just love it. So, yeah, that person going out, everyone cannot just put their head on a swivel to look around before doing something this season. I don't know why. I don't know why we're all so excited. Rome being half in and out of a well to look for an advantage. We had, and then poor Rome tries to trust Teeny, which I would have gone to Teeny too. I would have trusted Teeny too, but not if I had like Rome's personality, but he has to trust someone. That's the thing. And now I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, Rome is going to stick around for a little bit. I don't know. But then I feel like they would, now I'm wondering if he's the type that they're going to like try and take that from him and then have him go out with someone else in the possession of his idol. But I don't know. I don't know. We haven't got much of Krishan, but him being caught with Teeny was so funny. And then over at our other tribe, our blue tribe, Kyle's so interesting. We got so much more of Kyle in that second episode. And yet, I feel like I don't know him. Like, he was such an interesting side character. He probably maybe got blindsided with TK going out. So will he stick with Tiana? I don't know. But oh my God, guys. I felt for Tiana. I felt for Sue of just being around this man who thinks he could just say anything and take control of the situation, even though you're such a capable person. Sue, more capable. Like, let's be so for real. Now that I'm watching people, like older women this year on reality TV, I am like so annoyed. I'm also in my 30s, so I'm getting really annoyed with younger people and how they treat them. Slightly. Sometimes I think they are able to manipulate, obviously, and that can be really annoying for me to watch. But most of the time, just how TK was handling that whole thing with Sue was like bothering me. So I'm glad that was nipped in the bud. And let's see, who else made some major, major mistakes? It's not a mistake, but Rachel stealing that rice. I absolutely wrote an article that's going to be on Collider probably today, and I wrote about how castaways need to be able to steal rice. Like, if they do it, I think y'all need to look the other way and let them have it. First of all, it's a show, guys. You are not that realistic. It's not about the integrity of the show if you actually let the castaways eat something. They're still gonna be hungry. Like, that's also the thing. It's not like she stole so much that she was just going to be good until pre-merge or whatever. I'm just like, oh, I can't. Also, it's totally payback for production including a bag of rice in the challenge when they didn't give the cast the rice to start the season. Other than that, I like that this season hasn't started off with just one tribe losing and going to tribal. It's so disheartening in the past two seasons when that has happened. I don't like how it really wears down like some cast members over the other, even though that's life, that's game. But I'm a Libra and it's my season, so you're just gonna have to put up with I want fairness. But my big takeaway is you need to watch and stop and look around to see who's around you in order to not get caught, not get messy. The first challenge of the season of the race through the jungle was really cool. Cinematography on Survivor's always just... Sam is playing hard. He... Poor Andy. Okay, let's talk about Andy. So Andy, I love you. There's a lot of people can criticize Andy because it was like the first 2 days and things are already coming up for you. People can talk about the psych evals. I think I need you guys to think when you talk about psych evals, because if you think those evals really rule out what you think it rules out, no. As a high anxiety girly, I kind of get where Andy was coming from. It was frustrating because once again, we're seeing the men really try to take women down with them this season. And he tries to sneak with Rachel away at night. He's spinning out. No one can really reassure him, but he has the correct read that he's at the bottom of this tribe and has to do something. So he's like, I know I should throw a target on John's back. And it worked. Like, I have to like stand a little bit. So I love Andy for that. And I love him trying to figure out and be scrappy of just how to stay until pre-merge or until the merge. So he's being babysat and he knows it. He knows that probably he should be going out looking for an idol. The man finds the freaking advantage and then puts it back. Like, I don't know. I would have been just as indecisive of what to do. But hell, he at least knew then when someone took it and then can do something about it. So Sam, he finds it. He thinks he's the first. I also love the ego hit it would probably have to take for Sam to realize that Andy found it first and then knew someone had it. And then Sam, he found it, but he found it with Anika. Like, that's not what he wanted. So even Andy kind of sort of did the search better than him, at least. So I think Sam is going to go with Andy because, first of all, he's a huge comp threat. Him being around the others, he's gonna need Andy to be his shield. Like, that just makes sense. But we'll see if it actually pans out that way. I still think Andy will still outlast Sam, actually, because it just also makes sense. But we'll see. I also don't count Andy out for a win whatsoever. It's literally episode 2. Gabe having to be a little bit scrappier is very interesting. He's like, oh, I lost allies this way. Guess my closest ally was going to be Sue anyways. I guess I'm going to have to really double down with the girlies because I believe Caroline. Yes, Caroline's also on Tuku. I want to know more about Caroline. Obviously, we'll see down the road because there's just too many big personalities, I guess, to really show more of her story. But yeah, I love this for them. This is a very strange season for women because I love Tiana, our first Hawaiian girly. And she first, I don't think, knew where she fit onto her tribe. So she was kind of out there. TK approaches her to replace Gabe and the Alliance. Now she's like, okay, I guess I'm rolling with the big dogs. I winced. I get it. But I winced. I was like, I want more. And then the minute that TK kind of bit her in the butt, I was like, all right. Great. I think she handled it perfectly. Oh my gosh. Yes, TK rolled up. And Kyle, I'm keeping an eye on you because you could have warned Tiana. I think her back was to TK and you did not say anything. But then again, yeah, that's how you keep a number two. That's how you be a middleman. But wow. And after that, I think she let TK think that he was telling her something, had the upper hand in that conversation, and she went the other way. So I love that for her and the other women on the tribe. I kind of hate that the other women then were like not sure where to go with Tiana because she was linked up with those other two men. But it's too early. It's way too early to like rule her out of being with the girlies. So I'm just hoping that they all find a way to work together to move forward. That's mainly all my thoughts for the first two episodes of Survivor. It's a really good start. There's so much happening, and I love that. We haven't had any trips. It was a lot of looking for idols and making the idols. So I like that. Doesn't feel too much of anything. Other than that, Love is Blind is coming, and we are going to do recaps with Quita Tinsley and some other guests, which is going to be so exciting. The trailer looks really dramatic. It looks really black. I am a little scared, but I'm going to think positively. And hopefully we're going to be in for a fun season. I hope that you enjoyed this and you subscribe to the channel for more recaps, maybe some more Get Ready With Me if you want that. It's Libra season. I need to find a way to just have a balance and to connect with y'all, really. Like, I obviously love doing heavy editing because I'm just a writer and I'm used to that, but maybe this is the trick to get around so much work and editing on my end to connect with you guys more regularly without burning out, because I absolutely have felt like I have been burning out. I'm sure you guys have too. It's hard out there. I hope you guys are taking care of yourself and also trying to find your balance during this month. And of course, for my bye peeps who have followed this channel, I love you guys. I hope you feel visible around this time as well as the rest of the year. Yeah, it's hard that people don't always see us, don't always accept us, and don't know where we fit in. My whole goal with this channel is that Black bi people, bi pan people, do feel like they have a place that fit in and that can talk about pop culture through a lens that's similar to theirs, and just living a little bit in the gray. I showed Jordan Star Wars for the first time. So we watched the originals first, and then we went to the prequels next. And I haven't seen the prequels in a very long time. But I will say, I loved that Obi-Wan tells young Anakin that only a Sith talks in absolutes. And I'm like, it's in my head. Because I'm like, yeah, I have to stop thinking in absolutes so I can be kinder to myself. But also, I'm a Black queer person. Why would I ever think in like absolutes? Being bisexual is not about absolutes. I don't know. Here's to proceeding for a day of multiple jobs. Let's get it and let's finish out this week strong. Oh, and obviously I have a new background. I have a new bi background. I just had the vision of like, first of all, I wanted you guys to see my hair. I wanted you guys to see the decor I have in the back more clearly, but also I wanted it to be bi and colorful like everything else on this channel. I just have too much Libra and Taurian to be like, does that look cute? Does that look pretty to me? And of course, Jordan helped me as always. I just wanted some nice felt and I think it looks good. Also, these skulls are actually centerpieces from the best gay goth wedding ever. And they're definitely going to be here to stay through like spooky season, but it's so good. I want to kind of keep it year round. Anyways, I absolutely should have taken away those lights better. All right, guys, have a good one. I hope you feel visible today. You know what? That's going to be my sign out now. I hope you feel visible today. You are visible to me. Goodbye.